I wanted to share a story with you about a mom named Brenda and her son Brody. Initially, they would have been thought of as a typical new mother and son. But after a journey that includes a cerebral palsy diagnosis and stem cell treatment, their story now is simply remarkable. Brody was born in July 2015. They settled into family life very quickly.
Brody was just such a great boy. He literally would just sleep for 6 hours, eat and sleep again, and I was very blessed. The house finally felt like a home, having a little baby, and just lots of cuddles.
Doctors always tell you that every baby develops at their own pace. But despite that warning, many young parents obsess over milestones, like when their baby first rolls over, or when they start to sit up or crawl.
He was meeting all his milestones, and he was always on par with his little, you know, peers.
But then one day, Brenda did happen to notice something different, something not quite right.
I noticed that he was very dominant on the right side of his body. So the left side would still come around during his commando crawl, but it was more of just coming around rather than actually putting that pressure down on his left side to push himself forward. I did mention it to the child health nurse at the time, and she didn't seem concerned at that stage because he was still moving his left side.
Over the next year, Brody became more active. But still, his left side didn't seem to be keeping up with his right, not in strength and not in motor control.
And it wasn't till about 17 months of age when I had said, no, that's enough. And I spoke to the pediatrician, and he pretty much said, it looks like he's had a stroke. Let's send you through to a neurologist.
The results from the neurologist office came a few weeks later, just a couple of days before Christmas.
They diagnosed him as having had a perinatal stroke, so stroke in utero, while I was still pregnant with him. And because he ended up with left-sided hemiplegia, he's diagnosed with mild hemiplegia cerebral palsy. I was quite shocked because to me the term cerebral palsy meant someone that looked very different to my child, someone who needed walking aids, wheelchairs, needed a lot of assistance, whereas my son, to me, in my eyes, didn't fit those categories.